I'd say that it's been less than average. It's the same situation across most of the fisheries in Australia. And the biggest concern is it's often a whole pile of variables. The most obvious one is the weather. And then you sort of transition into the things that you can control, and that is the type of equipment that you use on board, the training that you give people, the types of accreditations that people must have. And I think that in all of those areas, the northern prawn fishery and the Australian fishing industry has had a reasonably poor track record of late.
It's always shocking when you hear of instances of people losing their lives at work. Is it fair, though, to be singling out particular incidences that aren't necessarily, as you pointed out, a pattern as a reflection of a poor safety attitude to safety?
I think everybody's got good intentions. I think the problem is you have a moving platform more often than not, creates a lot of variables. But then on top of that, there is often concerns of fatigue when you know that fishing people are often working, you know, very long hours and in a very difficult environment. Most of the incidences that are occurring both in the northern prawn fishery and in other fisheries around Australia would often be at the end of a shift, at the end of a fishing period, at the end of the night.
It's a competitive environment, and surely you, Arthur Raptus, as the CEO of one of the largest, or the largest operator in the northern prawn fishery, don't you expect your crews to go out there and get the prawns when they're there?
Yeah, of course, and so does everybody, and that's part of the problem is that we're in a very highly competitive space where, you know, we've got only a certain amount of time that we can fish. On top of that, you've got business pressures in areas that we can't control, like, say, in the cost of fuel. And, you know, recently fuel costs have been increasing and it's really squeezing and straining the profitability of fishing operators. So everybody's, you know, working harder and pushing harder and trying to achieve more. And so, you know, these things are real, these business pressures. And also fishermen by nature tend to be highly competitive people. You want to do better than the boats that you work with. You want to do better than your competitor. So, you know, often we're pushing our people and we're creating these expectations. And so whilst we want everybody to be safe, there's almost this sort of like opposing force. You know, we hear about these fatalities, but often what you don't hear about is all the other incidences and accidents that occur, which are often quite serious, but may not make news or may not make even other competitive peers may not find out about or hear about. We may not necessarily share that information with each other. And I think that that's where part of the problem is not that collaboration. So, you know, I think there needs to be a closing of the gap nationally for the whole of Australia in that space.
You're hearing from Arthur Raptus on ABC Local Radio. He is the CEO of the largest trawl operator in the northern prawn fishery, one of Australia's most valuable fisheries. Against that backdrop, Arthur Raptus, what more at a practical level should operators like Raptus and like others, what should you be doing more to protect your people at sea?
It's not something that we can just, you know, stick a Band-Aid on and say, yep, we're done. These things take a lot of planning and a lot of thought. And for ourselves, we have our own industry body where all the operators come together. I think that that's where it has started, and that's where it needs to continue to go, where we've got the opportunity to collaborate with each other. Everybody's doing something, but everybody's doing something different. And fatigue is one of the biggest concerns, and there's a lot of studies that have been done about people's mental awareness and at what level it becomes when they're fatigued, that it can be up to 10 times more risky for people to be operating machinery fatigued than it can be on illicit drugs. But nobody's testing fatigue. You know, like we all just, we overlook that because, you know, it's this kind of strong masculine environment and there's an expectation that, you know, people are going to work hard and, you know, it's a badge of honour to be, you know, I've stayed up 5 days straight or I've stayed up 3 days straight, you know, these types of attitudes. I think that now needs to be a thing of the past. and now we need to be talking about, you know, what's an appropriate amount of working time, what's an appropriate amount of rest, you know, what's an appropriate amount of physical exertion until you start heading into a, you know, that sort of red risky zone where you can, you know, make a mistake. It's not forgiving. One small mistake can be really serious. And unfortunately, that's just the nature of the environment.
What are your concerns if the industry doesn't embrace this challenge that you're suggesting does need to be tackled?
Oh, it'll just be much of the same. You know, like there's been a number of fatalities over the last couple of years, even though they were under unusual circumstances. It'll just continue to be much the same, you know, until such time that the peak body has a focus on it, the fisheries management have a focus on it, businesses themselves have a focus on it. It'll just be much the same.
When you hear of men and women who go to sea to work and don't come home, how does that affect you?
Really seriously, even though we're competitive against each other, there's only 50 boats in the fishery. So, you know, like there's only, you know, a handful of operators running those 50 boats. You know, we're all very, very close. And often we know all the staff of all the other vessels as well, not just our own. And it hurts. So, yeah, it really does affect all of us. And that's part of the reason why we're talking about it now, is because of the effect that it's had on everybody when we see people, you know, either being killed or being hurt. So yeah, we're a very rugged bunch, but at the same time we are also relationship people as well, and we care about the families of these people and we care about the well-being of everybody. So now's a good time for us to really step up to the plate and do more than what we've been doing to create a much safer environment